You're listening to Mind Sports Performance and Wellbeing, the evidence-based podcast that will seriously improve your game. Whether it's building self-confidence, enhancing resilience, or simply understanding how to handle pressure best, this podcast will help you. I'm Roberto Forzoni, a performance psychologist working with world and Olympic champions and a consultant with the BBC. Welcome. Building Self-Confidence Level 12. Program your confidence. In the previous modules, we've looked at what confidence is, why it's important, and a number of sources of confidence. It's these sources of confidence you have to understand and utilize, searching for the best source for you at the time. How do we put all these things together to build a self-confidence program that works for you? That's what we'll explore in this module, and we'll look at three different areas. Number one, your knowledge bank for confidence. Number two, your strengths and achievements. And number three, learning to control the controllables. Number one, knowledge. A light load to carry around. We've seen how you can draw on a number of sources to build your confidence. I'd like to emphasize at this point what I call the non-negotiable factors when it comes to high-level performance, because some people expect improved psychology to work on its own. It won't. I have three of these what I call non-negotiables when it comes to performance. I promote these with all of my athletes. They are work rate, attitude and acceptance, and response and reactions. So I repeat those three non-negotiables: work rate, attitude and acceptance, response and reactions. If you have these and the talent or ability it takes to perform at your level, then mindset is a defining factor, and confidence will play a massive contributory factor in the outcome you'll get. And that's what the Mind App is all about. In terms of building that confidence, I want to offer you a way of thinking that will be effective and beneficial to you in the long term. It's not enough to develop your skills and practice in isolation. I've known too many talented athletes who can perform well in training, but just can't handle competition as well. That's because they're not trained to. And I understand that with some performers, this can be easier than with others. So the first step is that understanding and knowledge, which I hope you've gained from the previous modules, and we'll build on with some of the practical steps. Number two, know your strengths, your weapons, and your achievements. We've seen that previous performances and what we call mastery is a prime source of confidence. So it makes sense to be very aware of your strengths, what they are. Again, and surprisingly, many people don't know. So our first exercise here is to make your strength list. Try and list at least 50 strengths. And I know at first that might sound like a high number, but it isn't. Once you start working on it, they'll come to you. If you're a sports performer, I want you to start dividing these strengths into four categories: physical, technical, tactical, and psychological. A great benefit in doing this is that you can then start to compartmentalize your strengths. This means that if on one performance and at one moment, one strength lets you down or isn't working as well as you want it to, then you got another 49 or so to draw on. This is important when you get to a stressful situation. By inviting coaches and others to add to your list, your confidence base will be enhanced even further, because they might come up with things, strengths you hadn't even considered. Another point to that compartmentalizing your strengths is, many athletes I work with start out by thinking that if one thing isn't working when they compete, it's going to affect everything. That is a typical negative or pessimistic viewpoint. It's a classic thinking error of overgeneralizing. And by the way, if you haven't listened to the Thinking Errors program, I encourage you to do so. So accepting that on occasion, something isn't going to go as well as you want it to, it'll help you cope when it happens. This isn't negative thinking, it's positive preparation. So when one thing isn't working as well as you want it to, your other strengths can help you through. Your overall performance might not suffer at all. In fact, it might even be enhanced, because whilst the other strengths get you through that tough period, your confidence inevitably increases. And when that one thing that wasn't quite working starts to work again, you're in an even stronger position. Now, after you've written down your strengths list, add a little detail to each strength, describing why it is a strength. So, for example, if you're a tennis player, instead of saying that one of your strengths is your forehand and leaving it at that, rather than describe why it's a strength. So it could be that my forehand is one of my strengths because my starting position is fixed and firm.
My take back is consistent and my follow through is thorough with the correct shape, just for example. Now, imagine if your forehand isn't quite going the way you want it to in competition. You've got three specific things, three tangible things to focus on and adjust accordingly. So it could be your starting position or your take back or your follow through. Another valuable factor in robust confidence. Another useful practice is to list the things you've achieved, including the list of any notable achievements, competition wins or awards and so on. But it's just as important to acknowledge other achievements, such as attending so many training sessions or learning new skills, understanding sports psychology and nutritional requirements and so on. You might also include ear improvements. What are the things you've improved on in the past year, for example? Think of the technical and tactical physical things, for example, that you've improved upon. Another exercise I like doing with my athletes is to ask them to write down a list, starting with the phrase, "I'm hard to beat when I list." Now, with this exercise, you write down a statement, "I'm hard to beat when I," and then you add a list of attributes and qualities that, when you're on form, make you hard to beat. So you could do a similar list if you're in business, such as, "I give a terrific business presentation when I," and then make your list. I really like this focus with athletes and performers. So it's simply writing down things that contribute to you doing things well and completing that sentence over and over again until you've got 10 or more responses. Again, this can be a real confidence boost as a reminder of what you do well and why you do it well. So you might include, "I'm hard to beat when I focus on what I've been working on in training," or "when I respond well to everything that happens," "when I accept the errors and move on quickly." For a manager giving a business presentation, it might be, "I present well when I know I've prepared well. I've rehearsed the speech out loud. When I focus on interaction with people rather than thinking about how nervous I feel." The edge is another and similar exercise. So what gives you the edge over your opponents? If they're physically stronger, you might focus on your tactical edge or your mental toughness. In tennis, if they've got a good forehand, you might have an edge with your backhand and so on. So you're focused. Whilst acknowledging your opponents and the situation revolves about you and what you do well. Again, whether you choose to write these lists down in your journal, which I'd highly recommend, or simply think about them regularly, they'll help you get to where you need to be. To finish this section on strengths and achievements, you might also look at life achievements. What you've done in life and what you're proud of. You'll be surprised how transferable some of these skills can be from one area to another. What pleases you most about life? Sometimes we forget about the nice things we do because we're so concerned about things that might make us anxious. An upcoming competition, for example. And finally, what's good about you? Look at other areas of your life and come up with things you're good at and what makes you feel proud. Again, you'll be surprised at how transferable some of these feel-good factors are from one part of your life into your performance. Number 3, control the controllables. One of the best pieces of advice for any performer is to focus on the things that they can control. The rest is pretty irrelevant, as we'll see, and normally are the causes for stress and anxiety. I'm reminded about the American coach's acronym we mentioned earlier, WIN. Standing for what's important now. That's a great mantra for performing in any arena at any time. If we look at many of the things that undermine our performance, opponents, the weather, form, officials, coaches, and so on, many of these things are outside of our control. Now, when you look at things that help your performance, work rate, attitude, focus, strategy, and so on, they're within your control. So the motto is to stay totally focused on the things you can control and leave the rest. You'll be a much better performer for it and you'll enjoy what you do more. Stay in the now. Just a quick mention here of the concept of staying in the now. Many performers and people in business get off track by thinking about what's just happened or what might happen in the future. So what's just happened could be, "Oh, that's terrible," or even, "That was great, I really done well there." Now, looking at future thinking, it might be, "I'm going to win this," or "I'm going to lose." They do this instead of focusing on the precise moment, now. It's the only thing you can affect that will give you the best opportunity to succeed. So focusing on what's happening at that moment is key. So another mantra for you is to stay in the now. Summary. To develop a real robust and strong confidence, one that isn't shaken when things aren't going so well, keep reminding yourself to understand where confidence comes from and draw upon those multitude of sources. Regularly recall your achievements, successes, strengths, and what gives you the edge, and control the controllables, performing in the now. In the next module, we'll take a look at a confidence strategy that could help you going forward. Your mind activity. Understand the controllable factors in your sport. By making a list or even a mental note of all the controllable factors to focus on when you're competing, even when you're training, you're less likely to be swayed into the misty world of anxiety and doubt. You'll also be giving yourself the best opportunity to get the results your work rate, preparation, and efforts deserve.
Thank you for listening to the Mind Sports Performance and Wellbeing podcast. Can I ask two things from you? Firstly, please like and subscribe the podcast, as this helps us get noticed. Likewise, if you can share the podcast with friends who might also benefit, I'd really appreciate it. The more attention the podcast gets, the more information I can bring to you. Thank you and enjoy.